Mark chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly, I am telling you that there are some of those standing here who will certainly not taste death until they see the kingdom of God come in power. Then, 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and James and John along and brought them up to a high mountain alone, privately. Then he was transfigured in front of them, and his clothes became shining, very white like snow, clothes of a kind which no cloth dresser on earth can make shine like that. Moreover, Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were speaking to Jesus, at which Peter responded and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. So let's make 3 booths, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what he should say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud materialized and overshadowed them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my beloved Son, hear him. Yet the moment when they looked round, they didn't see anyone any longer, except just Jesus with them. Then, as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them not to recount the things they had seen to anyone, until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And they kept the matter to themselves, while discussing with each other what rising from the dead meant. Then they questioned him and said, The scribes say that Elijah must come first, don't they? Then he answered and said to them, Elijah does indeed come and restore everything first. So how come it stands written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be thought nothing of? But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and that they did to him whatever they wanted, as it stands written concerning him. Then he went to the disciples and saw a large crowd around them, and scribes discussing with them. And immediately, when the whole crowd saw him, they were astounded, and they ran to greet him. Then he asked the scribes, What are you discussing with them? At this, one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I have brought you my son, who is possessed by a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it tears at him, and he foams and gnashes his teeth, and he becomes dehydrated. Moreover, I told your disciples to cast it out, but they couldn't. Then he answered him and said, O unbelieving generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I bear with you? Bring him to me. So they brought him to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately convulsed him, and he fell onto the ground and rolled about, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it since this happened to him? And he said, Since childhood. And it has often thrown him in both fire and water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, help us and have compassion on us. Then Jesus, quoting him, said to him, If you can, believe. Everything is possible for him who believes. Then the father of the child immediately cried out and said with tears, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Then when Jesus saw that a crowd was converging, he rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and do not go into him any more. Then it shouted and convulsed him severely and came out. And he became as though he was dead, so that many said that he had died. But Jesus took hold of him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. Then, when he had gone home, his disciples asked him privately, Why is it that we could not cast it out? And he said to them, This kind cannot come out by any means except prayer and fasting. And they departed from there, and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know. For he kept teaching his disciples and saying to them, The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and after being killed he will rise on the third day. But they kept failing to understand the statement, and were afraid to ask him about it. Then he went to Capernaum, and after going into a house, he asked them, "What did you discuss among yourselves on the way?" But they remained silent, for on the way they had discussed with each other who was the greatest. Then he sat down and addressed the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be the first, he will be the last of all, and the servant of all." Next he took a child and stood him in front of them. And after taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one of such children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me doesn't receive me, but him who sent me." Then John answered him and said, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, someone who does not follow us, and we prevented him because he does not follow us." But Jesus said, "Do not prevent him, for there is no one who can perform a deed of power in my name and who will quickly be able to speak ill of me. For whoever is not against you is for you. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you are Christ's, truly, I am telling you, he will certainly not lose his reward. And it would be better for anyone who causes one of the little ones who believe in me to stumble, if an upper millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. So if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It would be better for you to go into life maimed than to go off into Gehenna, into the indistinguishable fire, with two hands, where their worm does not die and the fire is not extinguished. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It would be better for you to go off into life lame than to be thrown into Gehenna, into the inextinguishable fire with two feet, where their worm does not die and the fire is not extinguished. And if your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. It would be better for you to go into the kingdom of God with one eye than to be thrown into fiery Gehenna with two eyes, where their worm does not die and the fire is not extinguished. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if salt becomes bland, with what can you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and live peaceably among yourselves."